Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, 4 o'clock hour on a Friday, heading into the final weekend of baseball before the All-Star break. We're at halftime of Spain and Belgium. We'll start, though, with the stock market report that's sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Good week and a good day to end on Wall Street. Dow Jones up 149 points, S&P 500 up 31 points, and the NASDAQ up 74 points. So pretty positive week on Wall Street this week. Let us quickly check the world football scoreboard, brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match, with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. And we know that it's very hot out. You're looking for a place to hunker down this weekend, cool off with a ice cold beer, watch a little soccer, you do your neighborhood Twin Peaks, perfect spot. Mm. What is the scoreboard? 1-1 at half?
Yeah, 1-1 at half. We're still in halftime. That is the first goal Spain has given up all tournament, which is crazy to think considering we're in the quarterfinal, but somebody finally able to break through on the Spaniards.
Wow. All right. And then that's the final match today?
Yeah, that's the only match today. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., the game is being played in Miami Gardens, Miami Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, England versus Norway. And then at 9 p.m., Argentina versus Switzerland. The winner of today's game will play France in the semifinal on Tuesday. And then the winner between tomorrow's two games will play each other in the other semifinal, which will be Wednesday at 3 o'clock on the 15th.
By the way, speaking of tomorrow and footy, you know, all throughout the summer, Solana is hosting Summer of Soccer every Saturday. That's at noon, Solana?
Yeah, noon to 2 p.m.
So you can listen to two full hours. Solana, Dan Day, they got you covered, everything soccer. Solana's also going to be making an appearance tomorrow. Where are you going to be tomorrow? I'll get back to our telethon, which I started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
I'll be at the casino at Dania Beach. They have this cool fan zone, 305, at the casino at Dania Beach. It's tomorrow. I'll be there from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. for the Norway-England game. They'll have the matches on. There's going to be
food trucks. I'm assuming we're going to have some QAM swag to give away. Our swag has been through the roof lately.
Yeah, QAM swag. The street team will be out there. So 5 to 7 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. All ages are welcome.
I called the Summer of Soccer on Saturday last week, and nobody picked up for me.
You called in like to be a participant on the phone lines?
I had some opinions.
You take calls during that show, Solana?
I have Crowder blocked, actually.
Fuck, I called three times, and they wouldn't pick up the phone. I wanted to give my half-court violation opinion.
Yeah, he's tired of hearing that. He really is tired of hearing that. Yep. The Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Friday telethon is underway. I told you we're looking to juice our podcast numbers at the beginning of the show, and it's just something that is important to us. So if you used to subscribe to the podcast and you haven't checked to see if for whatever reason you've unsubscribed or maybe the podcast platform has changed, the Hockman, Crowder, Solana podcast is available on the Odyssey app. It's available on iTunes. It's available, which is, I guess, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Available on iHeart. It's available on TuneIn. Essentially, wherever you get your podcasts. You want to make sure that you've subscribed to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. By the way, even if you don't ever listen to it, just subscribe to the podcast. And if you could also have it downloaded to your device, that would be great. Sure, we're going to eat up all your memory within a couple of weeks, but go through it and clear it out every now and then. I mean, what are you, some sort of ingrate? The people, like our guy K-Space there says, YouTube, Hawk, even if you watch our stream now on YouTube or you subscribe to the QAM channel on YouTube, we need the podcast downloads. So again, even if you watch, we would prefer that you listen, watch, get the show however you get it. Maybe you actually listen on the radio. I think that do the majority of people who hear us listen on the radio? Do we have any idea?
Yes, the majority of people listen on the radio, but
are we saying that because we know that to be a fact, or does it just seem like that would be the truth?
Yeah, I'm probably just saying it because I feel like...
Because I would say it too. I would bet my paycheck that the majority of people listen to us on the actual radio, but I actually don't have the data, and I'm sure there is data to back that up or not.
Probably, it's probably the app. Now that you mention it, it probably is the app, which could be the reason our podcast numbers dropped a little bit, because the app introduced the rewind feature. So people can just listen to the show exactly how it sounded. Like if it's a TiVo or a DVR the following day for 24 hours.
It's only 24 hours, though, rewind feature, though, right?
Right. So they don't have to subscribe to the podcast anymore.
But regardless, however you consume this show, and we are really appreciative that you consume it in whatever fashion you do, do us a favor. Go to your podcast platform. And if you have more than one platform, do it on every podcast platform. Yes. Hit subscribe on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. And if you really want to help us out, go buy some new phones. Like this weekend, go out, buy 3 or 4 new phones with new lines.
And subscribe
and then
on
subscribe
all of those.
All your numbers and all your devices.
Sounds like a plan to me.
You know, if you feel like supporting your radio friends. You know what else I want? I'm stuck at like 8,500 or 8,600 Instagram followers. I'd really like to break 10,000.
Yeah.
So what is that?
1,500.
So if there's 1,500 of you listening out there who don't follow me on Instagram, it's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I also have Mark Hockman on Instagram, but I don't know. I got blocked out of that years and years ago. So that doesn't do me any good. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I'd like to have 10,000 Instagram followers by 4:15.
If I unfollow you and follow you back, does that work?
You don't follow me on Instagram?
No, I follow you, but if I unfollow you and follow you back, does that do anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No. But what you could do, maybe by 4:15, you could create several new accounts and follow me on all of those.
Like burner accounts? I'm not KD. Yeah, I don't know. Solana said TiVo and DVR or something. I don't know what he's talking about. He was speaking Spanish to me.
The Odyssey Rewind feature happens to be a great feature on the app.
I don't know what
somebody
that
says,
means.
Can I just send you money instead? Sure. Why not?
Come
DM
on,
me on Instagram. I'll give you my address.
I'm telling you. I give you my email address if you want to Zelle.
All right, let's get headlines on this Friday. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save with your pricito right now at Doral Kia.
So remember in the very beginning of the show where I was arguing that Brian Windhorst is probably not as plugged in as with LeBron's camp as some may expect. I'd like to retract everything I said, because he said something that I like right now. He was on ESPN Cleveland, and this is Brian Windhorst. Quote, I'm hearing stuff in other cities too. I'm not going to say who, but I had somebody on the phone with me today that I consider a good source who was swearing it's a done deal in another city. Meaning not Cleveland, because he was talking in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and one thing you said at the onset of today's show, where LeBron does like to zig when others zag. He does like drama. He doesn't like the ordinary. And going back to Cleveland would be the most boring choice out of all of them because everyone expects it. So maybe it is Minnesota.
I hate it, but I just cannot see him coming back to live under Pat Riley and Spo's thumb again. It just doesn't seem.
But if he's not the alpha dog and says he doesn't want to be, he doesn't have to be held to this standard by Riley and Spo. It would be Giannis. Giannis and Bam are the guys who are out there grinding. And I don't say it like LeBron is mailing it in because he would never mail it in wherever he's at. But it would just be different than those original 4 years.
But I was listening to something on ESPN, one of those shows, whatever, recently. And they were saying when Jordan set the travel schedule, they say 9 a.m. Jordan can't get there till 10. The plane leaves at 10:30. Like it doesn't. That's not the way it goes under Spoelstra and it goes under Riley. Like they have this standard that they set. And it's funny because it's chocolate chip cookies and it's just a funny comparison. But like Spoelstra Pat Riley can take away chocolate chip cookies when he wants to. Like I just don't know if LeBron wants to do that. It's a headache that LeBron does not have to deal with. Anywhere else in the league, he is going to run the building. You're not running a building if Pat Riley's in there.
Yeah, but isn't that also a positive for him at this part of his career? Like, are we not considering that LeBron no longer wants to be GM? LeBron no longer wants to have a hand in how the organization operates and the pressure of having to, behind the scenes, facilitate things and what organization
where it all goes through him.
Right.
He just wants to be a passenger on the plane at this point.
And what organization better to leave all those decisions up to than Pat Riley and the Miami Heat, who have already done it with him. And by the way, I still think that we are over-exaggerating a little bit the cookies situation. Like, maybe that 12 years ago was a big thing.
No.
I'm telling you right now, Pat Riley's not taking LeBron's cookies away at this stage of his career. Like, how could you possibly, anybody in their right mind, look at LeBron and question whether he's going to be ready to play when he has done it consistently at the highest level longer than anybody has ever done it in the history of the game, arguably in the history of sports, and maintained that athletic competition and ability? Like, the idea that Pat Riley is going to come down on LeBron on a random Tuesday, January 17th, because he's not ready to go against the Chicago Bulls, is to me outrageous. Like, that's not how that's going to go down at this stage in his career.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But the cookies, like I said, it's not as big of a deal. I agree with you 100%, Solana, but it is a comparison to what no one else. The Cleveland Cavaliers, the Golden State Warriors, the Philadelphia 76ers, there is nobody that's going to tell LeBron anything other than Pat Riley. There's 28, because he's not going back to the Lakers, 28 opportunities to go to, 28 teams that no one's going to question anything LeBron says. LeBron can walk in and say, oh, we're tired, we shouldn't practice today. And they'll say, okay, no practice. Pat Riley and Spo are going to be like, no, your ass is practicing. Like, there's the only body that's going to put – there is only person that's going to push back on him, and he knows it.
I believe they would allow him to play with a chocolate chip cookie in his hand if he wanted to, if he wanted to come back here.
I don't see – Pat. I don't think Pat's going to fold like that.
Are we discounting any possibility of him going to Utah to reunite with D. Wade?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think Utah. I think it's Cleveland or Golden State.
I'm starting to think Philly might be in play again, too. Because there is something about him winning titles in different cities wherever he goes. His best opportunity would be Miami or Philly, I think.
Yeah. But now, is he ring chasing? We talked about this earlier in this week. Is he ring chasing or is he going to be happy? Because I heard he's going to be happy.
But who cares if he's ring chasing? I wouldn't get mad at LeBron for ring chasing. I mean, if he went to the Knicks or to the Spurs or to OKC, maybe, like, you feel a certain way. But yeah, let him ring chase. The only thing anybody's holding against him at this stage in his career is the fact that he doesn't have six championships, which is what MJ had. So who cares if he wants five or if he wants six or if he wants seven, whatever the number is. Like, he's accomplished everything else. Hasn't he earned that right to go put himself in a position to win titles?
Alana, I don't give a damn, but you see what they did to KD when he went to Golden State.
Yeah. It was different.
So they're gonna it's going to be heavy criticism if he goes to the Spurs.
KD
heavy criticism.
KD had a 3-1 lead with the organization that he had played his entire career in Oklahoma City, other than 1 year in Seattle, but same organization. And then they gave up a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors, and then he joined that Warriors team. Like, it's a little different.
Also, I just got caught up in the Spain-Belgium game here. 1-1 in the 53rd minute. What was I saying? LeBron.
I don't know. KD, you said also. I don't know what also meant.
LeBron, KD.
Utah.
I think that's a dark horse. I think there's a possibility there. What if LeBron wanted his name on the Stanley Cup and paid Tom Dundon? Because MJ never did that. MJ right. never had his name on a Stanley Cup. Would right. you hold that against Tom Dundon?
Yes.
Well, I know you would, because we don't even want the kids' names on it, but Solana's a big supporter of putting anybody's name on the Stanley Cup who Tom Dundon wants.
If you're the owner, man, put whatever name you want on there. Literally, whatever name you want. You're the owner. You write the checks. You do whatever you want.
If you write the checks, you make all the decisions, not the people that actually worked for the cup.
Well, he owns the team, Crowder.
What if he wants every jersey next season to say Dundon instead of the player's actual name on the nameplate?
He writes the check, Hawk. Let him do what he wants to.
What if he wants all the players to actually legally change their last name to Dundon?
He writes the checks, Hawk. Yep. It's okay with Solana.
It's the best... The best way to argue a point is make the most illogical, insane jump that you can and attribute it to the person who's trying to make a cogent point.
Make them live with him. Make them live in Dundon's house all season.
Right.
He's the owner. He writes the checks.
You know, yesterday there was this report, I think it was from Rich Paul, that teams were sending voice notes to LeBron.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to believe that Pat Riley sending voice notes in the year of 2026?
He doesn't know how to send a voice note.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah.
I found that so funny when I thought about it. Like, Pat Riley sending LeBron a voice note or Rich Paul a voice note?
I sent you a voice note yesterday, Crowder. You never responded.
Did you think I was? I don't even know how to read them.
That's good.
Did you cuss? I can pull it up.
No, I did not cuss.
Okay.
I never cuss.
So Spain-Belgium isn't the only game currently in action right now. The Miami Heat are playing in the Summer League currently against...
Oh, yeah. They had a 4 o'clock start, right?
Yeah, against the Milwaukee Bucks. And how about this? Kasperis Jakučionis, traded to Milwaukee, is playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. He started.
Hey, big head.
No, that was Solana. I sent you one before that.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
And in attendance at that game in Las Vegas, Bam Adebayo, Nico Jovic, Bobby Portis, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Kalel Ware, all sitting courtside. Tyler Hero, also in the building for the Heat Bucks Summer League game, according to Anthony Chang.
And Ira Winderman.
And Ira Winderman, of course. The Bucks posted this video yesterday of Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, and Jaime Jaquez Jr., like a little hello message to the Milwaukee Bucks fans. So a little weird to see those guys talking
about
Milwaukee.
The only one who seemed actually excited was Tyler Hero because he's home. Everyone else seemed like Damian Lillard to me walking into that press conference. You remember that? That was one of the craziest sights of all time.
He was miserable.
Miserable. Like, couldn't even hide it. Like, was miserable.
And somehow that was the happiest his entire Milwaukee tenure was.
That was his highlight in Milwaukee.
My man, Khalil didn't have the energy Tyler had.
Yeah, Tyler trying to appease the hometown crowd. He's like, hey, I'm home. Great to be home. Like, all right. Okay, Tyler.
Wow, you've flipped on Tyler Hero now. It's amazing what Solana does to a Heat player when he's gone. It is crazy. This guy has caped up for Tyler Hero to a nauseating level over the last 2-3 seasons when the criticisms really started to roll in. And now he's like, oh, okay, Tyler, oh, get your stuff together there, big guy, Tyler. Nah,
I mean, I think it's cute. Now he wants to stay home, but he chose Kentucky over Wisconsin. The Milwaukeeites don't forget, Tyler. They do not forget, buddy.
They got to watch him play defense, too. That's going to happen.
Funny how Solana just laughs at that one now, just giggles instead of giving you a plus-minus breakdown of players who also are bigger turnstiles. And, I mean, you would say that two seasons ago. You'd go, yeah, he's going to have to play defense too. And Solana would give you this whole dissertation about how his offensive firepower, mitigates any defensive lapses and whatever. And now you say it with Milwaukee, and Solana's like, I gotta watch him play D.
He used to argue with me, have you seen Steph Curry's defense? What are we talking about? I'm talking about Tyler Hero.
Right. You go, yeah, James Harden doesn't play defense either. Like, James Harden? Harden and Tyler Hero? What?
What are you talking about?
Listen, man. I mean,
what a fraud you are.
Darius,
you are such a fraud.
Darius Garland had a point. I mean, come on. We got rid of the traffic cone. The pigeon is gone. I mean,
come on. Khalil.
What a fraud.
Sandy's going to pitch tonight for the Miami Marlins against the Cleveland Guardians. It's at 7:10 p.m. Ken Rosenthal, the Major League Baseball insider, he did have this long report regarding the Marlins and, you know, what the future could hold as we approach the trade deadline. And he did say that he believes the Marlins plan to keep Sandy Alcantara and strategically add to their roster at the deadline. He also hinted that maybe they could end up trading some of the players on their current roster to protect some of their farm system, but it doesn't look like Sandy's going anywhere, gentlemen.
I needed 1,500 followers on Instagram by 4:15 to get to 10,000. I've got 12. I got 12 additional.
So what does that put you at?
Crowder. Crowder, what do I need 80, now?
85-12.
Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. We are not going off the air tonight until I have 10,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, Jack. I don't work extra.
All right. Your weather, it's still 1-1, by the way. 62nd minute right now. España and Belgium 1-1 in this quarterfinal.
I just unfollowed you and followed you back.
That's not really doing anything there. You're subtracting one and then you're adding. It's right back at the same
traction.
Number.
Is it getting any traction?
Oh, I see. So it gets like it gets in the algorithm.
Yeah, it gets the people going.
All right, I appreciate it. We'll do that a couple more times.
Okay.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is in the 90s. There's a heat advisory until at least 7 o'clock in Miami-Dade County. And tonight, the lows will be in the low 80s. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Spain's been putting on a little pressure here, haven't they, in the last couple of minutes? Can't get a goal.
Let's see. They might get it right now. Oof, they do not.
Solani got the TV behind you, huh? That's annoying.
I know. Very annoying. I've missed most of the game.
I mean, you've got the handheld mic. Can't you just move yourself around?
I could do a show like this. Yeah, just sure. Not look at you guys.
Great, great profile.
Why is your fade so high?
Yeah, what's happening there?
What do you mean? I always get the same haircut.
But it's way high. It's not fading.
What do you get on the side? A negative one?
Cutting into his head. Why is your fade so high?
The same thing you have on the top, Hawk.
Yeah, I know. When I'm making hair jokes and they're hitting, you know you're in trouble. You got three on top. Go negative one, negative two on the sides.
He cut to the bone. Why is your fade so high?
Talking about, dude. Look at that. Fresh fade, man. Just got it done today.
You need to what find happened?
You gave a haircut and you made a platelet donation?
Cut that barber loose, Solana, I swear.
Nah, don't talk bad about JJ. Don't talk bad about JJ. That's my boy. Don't
JJ wears glasses. He needs a new prescription.
All right, don't go anywhere on this Football Friday.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep an eye on the Spain-Belgium match here. 73rd minute, 1-1 is the score. 73rd minute, 1-1 is the score. A couple things. So I was saying in the last segment that I got to get to 10,000 Instagram followers, and I gained like 24 more followers after I said that, and I appreciate it. But this shocked me. I'm looking at, you know, who followed, and I do see that Channing Crowder followed, but I know that you also hey. Unfollowed.
Yeah.
Mike Cuno followed me.
Mm.
Mike Cuno wasn't following me already on Instagram? I mean, what is that?
Man, you got to know your boys.
I mean, I'm constantly commenting on his and his wife's Instagram posts. Cuno wasn't even following me. He needed me to take it publicly to the airwaves to get in on the fun.
I don't get into it because I think it's, you know, y'all know I don't understand technology like that. But yeah, I know the grown men unfollow and follow people when they get attitudes and they do goofball stuff. And
well, that happens all the time. I remember when Ray Allen left Boston for the Heat, Kevin Garnett unfollowed him. Who else unfollowed? Do you remember that story, Solana?
Yeah, Rajon Rondo, Paul Pierce.
I don't understand grown men using their emotions on social media.
A lot of times that's like one of the breadcrumbs when you see an athlete unfollow his team.
For sure, for sure. Tyler Hero did that earlier couple months ago, once the news was reported, he had unfollowed several members of the Miami Heat.
Anyway, Cuno, welcome to the Hawkman Instagram party. Radio Mark Hawkman, if anybody wants to join. I have to have 10,000 followers by 6 o'clock or we're going to stay on the air and bleed right into the Marlins pregame show.
No, it's a great follow, but I get off it at 5:59.
Here's the other thing that I was thinking about during the commercial break. because I was watching the video of Brian Windhorst on Cleveland radio. And by the way, Cleveland's got to be on pins and needles with the thought of LeBron coming back to Cleveland again. And I'm watching the video, and it's Windhorst saying what Solana said. You know, he says, hey, I've got sources, one who I trust, who told me it's absolutely a done deal, a city other than Cleveland. And the more, and I, and then Jimmy just sent us something that the odds, you know, I saw Kalshi is starting to, the Heat, that LeBron ends up on the Heat, starting to rise on Kalshi, starting to rise on Bet Online, starting to rise on the Hard Rock app. So I'm kind of thinking about it. LeBron is not going to do this to Cleveland again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I just got hung up on. LeBron is not going to let Cleveland down in the same fashion that he did 16 years ago again. He would, I think he would have nipped this in the bud. They couldn't be this tone deaf, him and Rich Paul. They couldn't be this tone deaf to flirt with Cleveland again and make it seem like he's going back to Cleveland and pull the rug out from under them again. No chance.
Nope. That's what I'm saying. I think Cleveland is by far the front runner. And it's, and y'all know, I got criticized LeBron in the past about emotionally and all the funny thing. We're just talking about the social media stuff he does. Yeah. But he does do emotional. He has emotional decisions. I went back to Cleveland because I had to make it right. He won a championship, that first chip. Now he goes back and book in his career with the team that drafted him, and now he finished his career. I would bet Cleveland all day, Couchy, Hard Rock bet, whatever it is. I think LeBron will play in Cleveland next season.
If we go back to every time he's left a team, we assumed it was for X reason. We assumed he was going to LA for financial reasons, for, you know, the possibility to kind of enter the last end of his career and then who knows, right? Become a movie star, whatever, right? Like people had these different ideas.
Space Jam 2.
Right. And when he left Miami for Cleveland, we assumed he wanted to go make things right. But the reality is he left Cleveland the first time because Miami offered him a better chance to win. He left Miami in 2014. Yes, the story of returning to Cleveland was a great one, but Cleveland offered him a better chance to win immediately than Miami did at that very moment. No. Miami could have rebuilt. Yes.
No, Hawk. No.
Yes. Solana. They had Kyrie. Hawk. They had Kyrie.
Kyrie and that big old goofy big dude. What was his name?
No.
Anderson Barrejo?
No, it was Timofey Mozgov.
Timofey.
You're forgetting.
Ilgauskas?
Kyrie Irving was at that point a clear-cut all-star or going to be an all-star for sure.
But this is before Chris Bosh had the blood clots.
Right. Yes. That's insane, Solana.
You're forgetting how that 2014 series against the Spurs ended and how difficult it was for the Heat that year to stay healthy. Dwayne Wade's knees weren't the same at that point, and LeBron made a calculated decision. The Cavs had the number one overall pick. They packaged it for Kevin Love. He had a new, younger big three in Cleveland, and that team immediately was better than the Miami Heat were going to be the following year. Doesn't mean they couldn't have competed in the future. Pat Riley would have been able to rebuild that roster, I think, for sure, around LeBron James. But immediately, that was a better situation for him to win. They were in the NBA Finals 4 years in a row with that situation. And then when he went to LA, he won a title in 2 seasons. They were able to go get Anthony Davis. Already a better situation because Kyrie Irving had left and Kevin Love was clearly no longer the player that he was before. So I refuse to believe that LeBron James is making decisions based on the emotions of fan bases
I'm with you in the past. I don't agree with you that Cleveland team was better equipped to win than the Heat with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron all coming back. But regardless, I'm saying to you, LeBron is very aware 16 years ago, he made a huge misstep, one of his few missteps, where he left Cleveland thinking that he was coming back because he was their hometown hero, and he ended up pulling the rug out from under them. And I'm not telling you he hasn't left places since then. I'm just telling you, I don't think he would allow this to fester in Cleveland again for the last week, only to go somewhere else and have all of Cleveland upset at him again when it's very clear he loves that city. He hates that he let them down in the first place. Again, basketball decisions aside, past departures aside, the more I think about it, he is, we talked about it earlier, he and Rich Paul are so calculated.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they open themselves up again to people burning his jerseys in the streets again because he led them all to believe that he's coming back?
And if you're saying he's making a decision off the best, you're saying, because I disagree as well, Bosh Wade and what he can do and what Pat can do, that was a better roster than what he went with Kyrie and Timothy Moskoff and
telling you,
Kevin Love.
I'm but telling you, Solana,
he's making – your point is that he's making this decision off the best roster or off emotional connections and his hometown and going back to Cleveland, the promised school. It's all off. He's looking at rosters and saying, this is my best chance to win. I 100% disagree with that. He's looking at rosters over what looks best for my career.
Yeah, I don't. I think he wants to win, and I think there's a situation where, yes, he can compete in Cleveland, but I think to me, the situation, we've said this 10 billion times already,
it's
purely a basketball decision.
Why not go to Denver then?
Yeah,
Why not go play with Wemby?
Because the East is the easier path to go win a title. Like, that's why. And if he can play with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who arguably becomes the greatest player he's ever had on as a teammate, arguably, and Bam Adebayo, and form a big three in Miami again, I think that's tremendously appealing to a guy who's in the latter stages of his career, obviously, and doesn't want to put as much wear and tear on his body.
If I thought it was based on basketball success and road to a championship, I'm with you. Miami's a much better destination than Cleveland. Much better. I just don't think that he's going to allow this to happen in Cleveland again. That's the part that I'm hung up on.
But you said it yourself, Hawk. He can still have his farewell tour in Cleveland. This doesn't have to be his final season. I don't anticipate this will be his final season.
I'm talking about the instantaneous reaction of him saying, I'm going to Miami, and people in Cleveland blowing up the sports radio phone lines again like they did 16 years ago. This guy's a bum. He's a turncoat. He's a traitor. He did it to us again.
Didn't they spray paint his gate in Cleveland when he decided to go to Miami or something?
Tore down the billboards, burned the jerseys.
He won him a ring. What else does he owe that city? He doesn't owe them anything.
But you're having a different conversation. I'm just telling you, he's setting them up to believe that he's coming back. Watch the Cleveland radio stuff. They're all believing he's coming back. I don't think he would do that to them again. 5 o'clock hour is coming up on this Football Friday.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
And he kicks people in the penis.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.